Chala, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base, 3-2. This Mishnah has two separate dinim, but the first one is essentially to get clear for the next coming Mishnayos, several Mishnayos. And that's a very basic idea, which is kind of familiar to us as we've seen in other Trumas and Maaseros, that there's a moment of truth, let's call it, where the obligation formally sets in. In the case of Chala, there's a moment where that exact time is when the Chiyuv Chala kicks in, and if for whatever reason, at that moment, the dough is exempt from Chala, for some extraneous reason, it will always be exempt. And conversely, if at the moment of truth, the Chala is obligated, so then later on it won't become unobligated no matter what happens next. And that moment of truth, as we've seen before, is the moment of Gilgul, when the flour and water becomes thoroughly commingled so that the dough becomes like a single mass. So when they're thoroughly mixed, Gilgula, that's the moment where the Chiyuv of Chala kicks in. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, and it's built on the first case here, we'll see other Mishnahs have other cases of exemptions, but the first case here is based on the exemption that we learned back in the first parak Mishnah Dalid, that Meduma is Patr, that is to say, a mixture of Chulin and Truma flour together. Such a mixture would make for a dough which is exempt from Chala. And the reason why, again, you'll recall, is because since it has that quasi-Truma status already, and the Pasuk demands taking Truma, as Chazal understand, like making it Truma for the first time, if you will, as Chala. So if it already has this quasi-Truma status as Meduma, it'll be exempt from the Chala obligation. So therefore the Mishnah says, Nidma'a Isasa, if one's dough became a Dimua mixture, meaning some Truma flour got mixed into it, Achlo Gilgula, if that Dimua status occurs prior to the moment of truth, prior to thoroughly mixing the flour and water together, so then, Patura, the dough will be exempt from Chala because at the moment of truth it already is Dimua and therefore exempt. Shehad Dimua Patur, as the Mishnah says, a Dimua mixture is exempt from the Chala obligation. On the flip side, Umishe Gilgala, if it happens, meaning that the Truma gets mixed in with the Chulin dough after Gilgal, meaning first she kneaded the dough thoroughly and it's fully obligated in Chala, but then it becomes a Dimua mixture because Truma flour falls in. Well, it's too late, the Chiyuv kicked in, and therefore Chayevus, the dough remains Chayev in the Chala obligation. That's the first Mishnah, and we'll come back to that idea again and again in the coming Mishnahs. But now we're going to go to a new point here in the Mishnah, a new idea altogether, a new din, which is that once regular flour, which has already been fully tithed, which we'll call chulin, musukana, right? That flour is totally fully tithed, you've had taken truma, meiser, etc. Once you have gilgul and the chiv of chala kicks in again, so now it's tevel all over again. It's forbidden food that must be tithed. The tithe we're talking here is the challah tithe, but it must be tithed. And prior to the tithing, the whole mixture is tevel. The whole dough is tevel, carrying with it the misa b'nei shemayim penalty as truma and challah do. And that being the case, the din here is called like tevula l'challah. Once you do gilgul, the whole mixture becomes tevula l'challah, becomes all tevel again because of the challah obligation. Now, as challah, obligated dough, once it's tevel again, so there's an obligation to prevent tuma from, prevent the chala from becoming tame. One has to keep it betahara. That's what the mishmeres of the trumas is upon everybody, and therefore one has to make sure that as soon as dough becomes gilgul, fully dough mixed flour and water together, one has to prevent it from becoming tame all over again. That's a din doraisa, like other truma. Now, if it's safek truma, tamea, meaning the challah the dough is maybe tame and maybe it's tahor, it's a safek, that's called challah tuluya. I'll call it suspended challah in suspense, meaning that what you separate from that dough can neither be eaten, because maybe it's tame, nor can it be burned, because maybe it's tahor. Okay? Nevertheless, even though it's challah tuluya, there's a requirement to keep that dough from getting further exposed to tuma vade. That's a chiyuv doraisa. But that also only is true if gilgul has happened. Once gilgul has occurred, you have now a dough that's tevula l'challah, it becomes like challah, and you have to keep it tahor, even if it's already suffic tame, you have to keep it to get any vade tame status, certain tuma status. But that's true only once Gilgal has occurred, the moment of truth. But prior to that, there is a din derabanan that one shouldn't allow his not yet Gilgaled, not yet fully blended flour and water, soon to be thoroughly blended dough, from becoming tamei. There's a din derabanan for that, not because yet tful lechala. It's not yet tful lechala, because tful lechala, making it tevel and having the technical chiyuv obligation, only occurs once Gilgal happens. Prior to Gilgal, that deraisa hasn't kicked in yet. However, there's a derabanan. The derabanan is you're not allowed to make your not yet Gilgaled dough, thoroughly blended dough, be exposed to tumah because of hefsid kohen. You're really stealing, you're ruining the kohen, you're messing him up. Because if it's tahor and then you make it tameh, the kohen can't eat it, he can only burn it. And therefore the chazal say you're not allowed to expose your, even before Gilgal dough, to tumah, because then the kohen loses out and that's not fair and not right. So that's a din derabanan and that will stand. However, if it's suffik tumah, meaning you haven't had Gilgal on the dough, and the tumah we're talking about here is a suffik tumah that was exposed to the dough, so now, if the question is, may one still expose it to tumah vade, must one keep it tahor from then, we're talking again prior to Gilgal, the answer is no, one does not need to do that. And the reason why is because there's no hefsed kohen here. The whole rationale behind requiring dough prior to Gilgal to remain tahor is because we don't want the kohen to lose out, because once it becomes tameh, he can't eat it anymore. But once it becomes suffik tameh, the kohen still can't eat it anymore. In fact, he can't even burn it. It's teluya, right? It'll be that he can't eat it and he can't burn it. He has to sort of, it sits around and waits to become tameh until then nothing can happen with his dough. So our mission is going to say that if you're talking about a case prior to Gilgal and the dough gets exposed to suffik tumah, that din derabanan of keeping it tahor doesn't apply. There's no deraisa because not yet tful lechala. It's prior to Gilgal. And that being the case, the mission says you are, yes, allowed to expose the tumah. In fact, you're almost doing the kohen a favor because now he will have at least tameh vadai chala, which he can burn, which is something that's better than keeping it around as chala teluya. So that's our mission. So now, inside the mission says, nolad la safik tumah. If a doubt arises regarding whether or not this dough is tameh, Achlo Gilgala, if that suffix occurs prior to Gilgal, and therefore there would only be a derabanan obligation to keep it tahor in the first place, which doesn't apply over here, because anyways the kohen can't eat anymore because of suffix tumah, then te'aseh betumah. You are permitted, if you so want, to make the dough and do the Gilgal stage already in a state of tumah, meaning a tameh person could knead the dough, a tameh kli could be used to knead the dough in, whatever it is, that's fine. However, umisha gilgala, once the dough has been thoroughly blended, if a suffik tumah crops up, te'asa b'tahara, too bad, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of keeping the chala tahor, and not even chala teluya, even suffik chala from becoming tamei, vadai, and therefore you have to continue to do everything b'tahara and try to keep this dough tahor and the chala after it tahor to the extent one can, although of course it remains since it's suffik tameh and the kohen actually will never be able to eat it, he has to just let it sit around until it becomes vadai tameh, and at that point he will be able at least to burn it.